and welcome to episode 51 of the Main Yarn Podcast. This is Jen.
This is Julie.
And today we've got just a little bit of stuff to talk about. I don't know. Hopefully it won't go quite as long as last time. No interview for you this time because we've got someone else lined up, which is going to be pretty cool, but we didn't get our act together to get that scheduled.
So. I know, but it will be really cool, believe us.
Yeah, so hopefully next month. Let's see. So today we're going to talk about, well, one of us at least, we'll talk about some finished objects.
It's always one of us. Yeah. Might be a different one, though. We're going to talk about what we are working on.
And what we want to work on next.
We will be making some stuff.
And we have a contest winner and Yay. A new contest to announce. Ooh. Yeah. So let's get into it. I have no finished objects this time.
Yeah, we changed roles, but I've only got one, or as you said, maybe two, because I finished a pair of socks. You said last time that I wasn't allowed to count them as a finished object unless I had published my pattern on Ravelry. So here's this, dear listener, by the time you're listening to this, there will be a pattern on Ravelry called Split Decision Socks. And it's the ones I've been talking about where I start off with shorty socks, ankle socks.
Wow, those are long.
I know, look how long they are. I have really long legs and they're knee length on me. I start off with shorty socks and then through the magic of the split decision method, which I can't patent, but which, yes, or patent in England. I don't think I can patent it because it's a knitting method. But anyway, it's a knitting method that I don't think I've seen. I'm sure I haven't seen before. I don't think it exists before. But you can turn those shorty socks, should you wish to, into knee-length socks. And I'm wearing them today, if you hear rustling, because I'm just playing with them to show Jen how long they are. So, yay. Finish those, and those are out on Ravelry.
Yeah, and those are the ones you used to call your goosey socks?
Yes, they were called goosey socks. So if you want to see them, they're out. Well, you can look for the Ravelry pattern, but of course you can also look at my projects on Ravelry as goosey socks.
Because you used goosey fibers to make them.
I did. I used goosey sock. Goosey fibers, sextillion, in the goosey sock weight.
Nice.
All right. Well, you don't have a finished object today, but what are you working on?
Well, right now I am continuing to work on my Alaska socks that I was working on last week. And it didn't even make my list of what I'm working on, what we have worked on this month, because I didn't work on it this month until just now, as far as I can remember. Maybe I did.
But you're close to having a finished sock.
I am. Yay. And I still got tons of yarn left. I'm doing this one, doing it top down. Mm-hmm. And I just went as long as I wanted to go on the leg. It's it's this giant skein of yarn. This is the one that you got me when you were up in Alaska.
Yeah. You could make a couple of shorty socks maybe when you're done.
Maybe.
Out of the same skein. Because, I mean, look. You know, if you look at how much 400 plus yards gets you.
Yeah, I was always kind of worried about that because I thought, you know, 400 plus, they say 400 yards makes a pair of socks, but, you know, most of the time when I want something for my feet, my feet are too big for almost everything. So, like, you know, buying a pair of shoes that I like. Mm-hmm. So I just assumed that 400 wouldn't be enough for me, but it seems to be.
Yeah.
So we'll see when I get this one done. If I work on it while I record, it will actually get some progress here.
Yay.
Yeah. What are you working on?
Well, right now I'm going to go from the bottom up. So I'm making my second pair of split decision socks. And this time I'm not designing, I'm just making them for me.
Nice.
And I literally just started. I'm casting on. But I wanted to count it. and I felt wrong not having a pair of socks on the needle. So this is in Regia Design Line 4-ply sock in a Kaffi Facet colorway, which is called Twilight, which is all of my favorite colors.
It's beautiful.
Basically. Purples and pinks and turquoises and red. Like a, what do you call that?
I don't know. Kind of a dark red.
Yeah.
Maroonish.
Yeah. Maroony color. Anyway, they look great together. So I'm excited. I'm literally just casting on the first socks.
And this is going to be split decision again?
It's going to be split decision, same method. I might mix it up a bit on and do the shorty first part of the sock, not as a roll, but with a rib. We'll see. It will make sense, I promise.
So this is a self-striping yarn.
Yes.
So will that make as much sense, splitting it in the middle like that?
Yeah, interesting. I think it'll be okay. I'm just looking at the picture now. I mean, if I want to get really into it, I could try to make it break at a logical point.
Mm-hmm.
But if I did have, like, see, even in this one, there's like two purples together.
Yeah,
I mean, if I did have some pooling, I think it would be okay.
Yeah, I mean, in the picture, you see where they did the heel, so mm-hmm. some of them got thinner, or
yeah.
you know, you missed them all together because it was just being done in short rows.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
If I don't like it, I can keep them as shorty socks anyway.
True. And make even more.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't see all those gorgeous stripes.
No.
But, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm excited about this, so I'm wondering if this is going to be my new sock method for everything. We'll see.
You just got me on this one. Now you're leaving. Going to another one.
It's just a variation on a theme, but think how long your socks could be. Just think.
Do I want them that long, though? I think you do.
Right, stop.
Is that going to come back? You know, like thigh-high socks?
As if they ever went out.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So what else are you
Maybe
working on?
Maybe my legs just stopped being, you know what? I want to wear mini skirts and thigh-high socks. It's not, you know, not becoming a 50-year-old. I don't know.
Hey.
Maybe some, not me. Oh, anyway, what else am I making? Oh, so most of my knitting time, and the reason I have no finished objects and very few works in progress, actually, is because I've really been enjoying the Kiki. This is one I was talking about for months. I had it on the Want to Wake work on list.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it's a Coco Knits design that I'm doing out of Quince Owl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cardigan with cables, and it's just lovely. I love it. I had to make it much longer because I think we talked about this before. I have more than 5 inches between my armpit and my bottom of my rib.
Me too, it turns out.
Yes. So I ended up doing that for 10 inches, and then I added a couple more and started the pockets. So I'm like halfway down through those little mm-hmm. pockets, right? Like on the, like in front of your hips.
Yeah.
Not like on your hips, but in the front of the sweater mm-hmm. at hip level.
Yeah.
So I'm working through those now. And it seems to have this cool way. And basically to make the pocket, I bound off the inside stitches. And then I added another loop of stitches around the front of it. So I'm not like creating a pocket. There's just like a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you just make the pocket out of fabric.
Oh.
To keep the weight down.
Yep.
So it's not like bulky right there where I don't need any more bulk. Yeah. And so I think that'll be cool. Just use some fun, like, because I've got all kinds of like cool, whimsical, like quilting fabric
mm-hmm.
in my stash. So I think something like that, just that you'd only see like a little bit of when you moved, you know, or open the pocket. It's kind of just like a little surprise thing.
Yeah. Cool.
So anyway, I'm partway through the pockets and it's going fast now because, you know, worsted weight yarn and all. So
cool.
I've been spending a lot of time on that one. Now that I've got the, like when I first started it, the increases were different than I'd done before. And it was just like, I just had to get used to it. But now that I'm into it and I know, like I got it memorized pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just flying.
Yeah, that's what you were saying before. It goes pretty fast in that once you figure out. You know, once you don't have to keep looking at the instructions, it goes fast.
Yeah, I made myself a little Excel spreadsheet that says which rows to cross on each which cables to cross on each row. So yeah, I don't know how else to do it when you've got different kind of cables running.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great. I love it.
Cool.
Yeah. What else are you working on?
Well, I'm also working on my second ranunculus.
Yay.
In the Bordeaux Kestrel, which is linen mm-hmm. by Quince, and then the Bordeaux colorway. And look, it's beginning to take shape.
Ooh.
Yeah, I do love this color.
Yeah.
I've loved it ever since I've seen the shop sample that you won't sell to me.
You know what? Finish that one and I'll take it and you can have my shop sample.
No.
No?
No. Okay.
Because I need one. Because it's so gorgeous. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
And that, it's exactly the same color. And look how well it blends with the socks you're making.
I know. Oh, yeah. Look, so, yeah, maybe it is Bordeaux. It's a little bit lighter. Anyway, yes, that we'll come back to that color. It's amazing how many dark red colors there are.
Now, you have this in a Maine Yarn Crew's bag.
Yeah,
that's matches. Not last year's.
No, it's the year before.
Yeah, I don't... Did I get one of those?
You must have.
I don't think I have one.
You have one.
All right. Speaking of Maine Yarn Crew's... We did the Maine Yarn
Crew's together. Oh, yeah, yeah.
In both years?
No. This is the first year. I mean, the first year we did it.
Was there a year we did you did the Yarn Crew's without me?
No, there was not. So are you sure? I know you have that bag.
Oh, I'm going to have to go dash diving, quite literally. Anyway, just because I didn't add this to the agenda anywhere, mm-hmm. The Yarn Crew's is coming back in person in 2021.
Cool.
It's going to start a little bit later this year, just so everyone gets... You know, a little more comfortable with getting their vaccines and...
Yep. Get our sea legs ready for the cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the first time, Knitwit is going to be a participant.
Yay! Is that really the first time ever?
I think so.
Wow.
None of the years we did it.
Yeah.
Were they ever a participant.
Well, and just think about it. If you're going to do the Maine Yarn Cruise, you want to come to Portland.
Yeah. And I think Port Fiber is doing it, too.
Cool.
So, two shops in downtown Portland. Yeah. So, definitely, I think it's an improvement. But, yes. You know... we're just in the beginning phases of it. I don't know if I was supposed to tell the whole world, but I just did. So sorry.
So don't tell anyone. If you heard it here, don't tell anyone. No, let's take that back. Please do tell everybody.
Yeah. Yes, it'll be fun, but it won't start till a little bit later than normal. So feel free to shop and buy your yarn now too that you need for your current projects. All right. You working on anything else?
I have been working on a couple of other things.
Go ahead. I mean, that was your
forgot one?
Because I took over yours. But you can...
Yeah, well, how did we end up here? Oh, well, yeah, so talking about ridiculous. Yeah. All right, well, then the other one I already talked about last time was the Pierside cardigan. I haven't done much more on that, just a couple rows. And then the other one is the Sharon Show, which I picked up again because yours is finished. Oh, and I had a great idea about the Sharon Show.
What's that?
So, speaking of the Sharon Show, it's a beautiful shawl. It's very, very long
mm-hmm.
and wide. So it's almost like a wide scarf.
It's more like a scarf than a shawl.
Yes, it is. It's more like a scarf. However, if you're like me, it might bother you a little bit that there's definitely a right side and a wrong side to the scarf. And I'm not the kind of person who's able to just wear something and it stays on me, you know, perfectly arranged. So what I want to do with my scarf, I've been... thinking about what do I want to do? Do I want to turn it into something else? I could fold it in on itself lengthwise. I could fold it in on itself circular. I could join it up and make it a really long cowl.
Yeah.
I could make it two cowls. But I think what I've decided on, I haven't told you this yet, so you can tell me if you agree or not. I want to get some nice knit fabric. Not that I've knitted. Just very small knits.
Yeah.
The kind that almost feels like it's cashmere, but cheap.
Yeah. Double brush poly.
Maybe.
Okay.
And cut that to the right size.
Okay.
And put that on the other side. And then I think it's going to be a really nice, I can wear it in my office to warm up scarf.
Okay.
What do you think? And that'll be really soft against my skin either side.
Yeah.
And I mean,
it would be
nice,
anyway.
Yeah. And it can be a nice plain color. So... if I'm wearing something, I need to be on video, and I feel like my Sharon Show colors don't coordinate perfectly, I can flip it over to the plain side and wear that.
That's like too much work. I wouldn't mind the plain, the backside showing of my Sharon Show.
Yeah, we'll see if I actually do it.
Yeah. I mean, especially in work from home land, you're not on the runway.
You know? I'm not? But anyway, yeah, that's okay. My only misgiving with
idea.
It is thank you.
It just seems like more work than I would ever do.
I doubt that. Let's continue with what you want to what you're working on, and then we can decide that later.
So this we talked about last time because I remember trying to figure out how to say this word, Kupala.
Yes, we think we don't know.
It was from Pom Pom magazine.
Yep.
And I'm not going to be able to remember without rustling which issue it was.
But it was last summer.
Yes. One of the last summer, which might have been, that was probably it, last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Was the issue. So I'm making it out of Quince Willet. So it's their cotton yarn in the almond colorway, which is, as you would expect, for that color. It's not one of these weird, like, color number 8, for example.
Yeah.
It is.
Which is a lovely color.
Yes, we have.
We'll get to that later.
Yes, we do. So I made a couple of gauge swatches. I had to go up a needle size because most of it is done in half twisted rib.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it's called. No, that was the other day we were coming up with broken rib.
What do you need?
Nothing.
Okay.
I want to write down a thing.
You want to write down a thing? Okay, here.
Thank you.
she just started like poking through my stuff. I didn't know what she was looking for. Yeah, there's no flat surfaces in this office. It's a complete disaster. Anyway, half twisted rib is the name of the stitch that I'm using here. And so it's a knit one, purl one rib, but the knits are twisted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the round, and I had to cast on a whole lot of stitches, and then I was worried about making a Mobius, because I do that almost always.
We all do.
So I did one row of reverse one by one twisted rib.
Yes.
This much I had to twist the purls, since I was actually knitting on the wrong side.
Yep. Just like I'm doing with my socks. So you basically did one row to make it easier to join it up.
Well, then I'm going to go back. I'm going to do two rows because I have to be on the right side.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a right and a wrong side.
Yeah.
And so that took forever to do my first row. It's in cotton and it's on small needles. And so I don't know. Just that first row, you know, is always harder to work into when you're working into the cast down round.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why am I making this? But it looks so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
This half twisted rib. And then it's got some fringe and it's a tank top. So I wouldn't think it would take that long. But
mm-hmm.
I think just getting started has been kind of laborious for me.
Yeah.
But I'm still, I haven't like put it aside as one of the many whips I have yet. It's still stuff I'm working on and I'm enjoying it. So, but as we talk, there's a whole lot of things I want to work on next. So hopefully it doesn't fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
But because it is really pretty and I'd love to wear it this summer. So that has officially been started, swatched, cool. And the first row done.
Cool.
So
it's on the needles.
Yeah. Right.
So what it's else?
Time for a word from our sponsor.
There's a lot of water noises in the background to remind you that we're in downtown Portland. So Knitwit.
Sound like a wave.
Knitwit Yarn Shop in Portland, Maine has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004, and now they are available online too. www.knitwitportland.com will allow you to shop their store virtually and explore some fun project ideas. Just click on shop to get to the online store. Knitwit is also very excited to be offering their first knitting retreat, yay! Which we already talked about. Yay! We'll talk about every 5 minutes. It will be held in Searsport, Maine, right on the ocean. Bristol Ivy, Alicia Plummer, and Jackie Artino will be joining us to teach knitting and dyeing classes. You will choose one class with each teacher, so that's three of them, and receive an amazing swag bag, yoga classes, mm-hmm. free kayak rentals, and all, that is all, of your meals. When you're not in class, you'll have the opportunity to go kayaking, hike on the trails, or hang out in the gardens with the sheep and cashmere goats. Oh, you may choose to relax, visit the marketplace, or just knit in the beautiful outdoor setting. Plus, there is a variety of lodging options available to suit your style. And follow them on Instagram at Knitwit Yarn Shop or Facebook via at Main Knitwit. And at Main Knitwit, of course, is M-A-I-N-E, Knitwit.
Yay. Thank you. So I'm having fun, like, building up that swag bag right now.
Yay.
Designing a bag. Oh, I also have a designer or a dyer picked out. We're going to have an exclusive colorway dyed.
Yeah. Ooh.
And you will get
of yarn?
A yarn, yes. one skein of that dyed up. In a lovely fingering weight yarn.
Ooh, I was going to say, is it sock yarn? Yeah, please make it sock yarn.
It's sock yarn.
Although, honestly, any yarn is sock yarn.
True. But if you're not an avid sock knitter, I know, blasphemy, you still love sock yarn because it makes great shawls and stuff.
It does.
Because that's what I used to do with it all the time before Julie converted me. we, at it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see it. And it's, I guess I can tell you, it's being died by Rachel Jones from On the Round.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she has some amazing colors. I love her stuff.
So and she's main dyed yarn,
yeah. And main spun yarn, because I sourced it from Jagger Spun's mill right here. So, yeah, it only available at the retreat. So
join us.
Some of this gorgeousness. Come on up. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
I can't wait. What else have I been working on with it? It's been just, you know, we're getting close. We're 60 days out or so. So there's not a lot of time left to sign up, right? Mm-hmm. You only have until about 30 days out to sign up because so I have to buy. So it starts June 24th.
Yeah.
So I think end of May, I'll have to shut down registrations unless it fills up before that.
Yeah, so we're recording this right now. It's the end of April of 2021. So if just in case people listen to this in in retrospect. So you got the month of May.
Yeah, basically.
To sign up, basically, yeah.
Yep. So yeah, because, you know, I got to buy stuff to fill these amazing swag bags. And I have to get the caterers the numbers and... I saw the menu. It's going to be delish. There's going to be a taco bar one night.
Ooh.
Let's see. What else do we have? What else have I planned? We've got an Italian night.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like an eggplant parm and a meat parm. Or an eggplant. It's a lasagna. I think it's an eggplant lasagna.
So there's veggie options.
Yep. There's veggie options built in with all, in all the meals instead of like you get this special little box of vegetables.
Yeah.
And then.
Or people come over and say, just don't eat this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sometimes that's the way it is.
One will be like the meat lasagna. Don't eat that one.
Yeah,
but
you can
eat the eggplant lasagna.
No, I mean sometimes they say, here's the vegetarian option. It's just don't eat the meat. So it's not going to be like that. It's going to be real.
No, yeah. It will be.
Yeah. Cool.
And I can't remember what. Oh, I think it's like a. Deesh, I don't even remember. Sorry, it was something delicious with steak involved. And then other, I think it was like maybe like portobello mushrooms.
Those are good.
The veggie option for that one.
Yeah.
But it looked so good. And then desserts with olive oil.
Ooh.
My yarn is barfing on me right now, so this is causing me problems.
See,
while
you know why that happened, right?
Because I'm knitting from the inside.
I know.
Or pulling.
This is one of the, I don't think we'll ever convert each other on this, but maybe that's a question we should ask people. Do you pull from the outside or from the inside of the skein?
Yeah. It works so nice when it works.
I know, but you never, I'm going to be proof wrong, but you never get yarn barf if you pull from the outside of the skein.
Oh, I have.
How?
Because it just tangles up. I think I've got some like red heart over there that does it.
Maybe we should not talk about yarn barf while we're talking about food, though.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Yeah, it's just because I've got a knot in the middle. It's just yarn from Alaska, man. Anyway, what were we talking about?
You know those things
about?
From Alaska.
Yeah. Wait, I'm from Alaska.
I know. We were talking about the retreat, but what was the topic? How did we start here?
Because you read the ad.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thanks, everybody, for paying attention. Apparently, I wasn't.
And just to round out our discussion of the main yarn cruise, I too am using a main yarn cruise bag.
Nice.
But it's from a different year.
You might need to steam that.
I washed it because the cat got to it.
Yeah.
It needed to be washed. So yes, it is.
It's very crinkly.
You can't
see it, but you might be able to hear it, dear listeners.
Well, it worked because I needed my son to come up here into my office and get it for me. I'm like, all right, it's the bag of yarn to the left of my work computer. Mm-hmm. And if you look over there, here's where I'm at. And there's a ton of bags of yarn.
Yeah.
I said, my glasses are falling. I said, it's the one in the really wrinkly bag. And he got it right.
Yay. Okay. So that works.
If I would have said it's the one in the, I don't know, what's that called? The canvas bag.
Yeah.
There's like 17 to choose from. So.
Including apparently this one that you've never found.
Yeah.
My main yarn cruise
bag. I like
bag.
It. Now I'm sad.
And it fits Ranunculus really well.
For now.
No, it's got all the yarn in it.
Really?
I might need to buy some more.
Okay.
Anyway.
I have more.
So that's the main, that's not the main yarn cruise. That's the retreat.
And random things.
Yes, and random things.
So what do you want to work on next?
Well, we talked about this last time, but I do have the yarn kit for Botanique. Had I bought it at that point?
Yeah, I think so.
Might have just bought it.
Yeah, I have it too. Yeah. All skeined up, ready to go.
Mine is not skeined up yet. It's just staring at me. But since I did just finish something,
we'll only have a few left if anyone wants to join us.
Yeah.
Because apparently a lot of people bought a lot of them on local yarn store day too.
And this is Botanique kit from
Casapinka.
Casapinka, but the yarn is...
No, it's... Dang it.
The yarn is dang it.
Emma's yarn.
Emma's yarn, that's it. So the yarn is Emma's yarn. Knitwich still has a few kits left. But Botanique by Casapinka is the shawl design.
It looks lovely. It's the yarn that it was designed in.
Yes.
Or re-released designed in.
Mm-hmm.
So, gorgeousness.
Yes, I need to finish my Sharon show so I can get started on that. I think that's what the rule is on that one.
I've got Botanique on my list, too. Mm-hmm. I haven't made a rule. But towards the end of the month, in case you know you didn't hear it here, but there will be another giveaway Casapinka pattern if you buy the yarn in the store thing.
Ooh.
Which was that how Sharon Show started? Which was the one that
I think so.
Yeah. There was one where you had to buy the yarn in the store and then you got the pattern free, but it's no longer free. I think this one's starting that way too.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Anyway, it's coming end of the month. Stay tuned. Watch our Facebook and Instagram. So yeah, I still have that. I also still have the quiescent slippers.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting here in my office staring at me. And every day I'm like, ooh, it's over there on the futon. I'm like, I want to go start that. Yeah. But it's a big long pattern that's going to require me to not to be also working at the same time.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's almost... So I do want to organize my space with... my whips. I'm thinking I'm gonna get, this is completely off topic, sorry, but you reminded me. Okay. I think I'm gonna get a board like that. So a whiteboard. Yeah, okay, I call it a whiteboard
because
I'm 12, but get one of those and I number all my whips.
Oh,
and I could number
mine
them.
Isn't big enough for that.
Or at least like the top 10.
Yeah,
and then I could number them in the order in which I want, you know, to prioritize them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking I could put tags on my project bags corresponding with the number.
Yes.
In a way that it could be moved around if it suddenly gets bumped up on the list because I finished something.
Oh.
But anyway, that was my thought coming out of all this organization. It was one of my thoughts coming out of all this organization ideas from KnitStars.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why I felt the need to bring that up just then, but something about talking about your
my yarn sitting on my futon.
It just feels like sometimes it takes up an extra part of your brain that could be used for something else. You know what I mean? Whereas if I put it on a board, maybe...
I like that idea.
Yeah. So maybe we'll see.
Or at least a spreadsheet.
Yes. But then I have to print it out. But yeah, I haven't done that yet, but I've worked on some things.
Cool.
Including buying a new chair.
Ooh. And a car.
Yeah.
Didn't you get a new car?
Yeah, that doesn't really help with the knitting so much, though. No.
Unless your husband's driving and you're riding along to go look at cars.
Yes. Why would I go look at cars? No. Oh, yeah. Before I got it.
Yeah.
Not after. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you just want to keep looking and be like, have buyer's remorse, you know?
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I know somebody who liked that, but no, not me. Anyway.
All right. So what else are you working on? Or what do you want to work on?
Yeah, the other idea that I have in the back of my mind is I have all these yarns. I just need to go through my stash that I've intended at some point to make some kind of t-shirt with.
Nice.
Whether I design it myself or I make another kupala like you are or something like that.
Yep.
I haven't decided yet. But I want to do some kind of summery top.
Cool. Nice.
We'll see.
Yes.
How about you? What else do you want to work on?
So last weekend, in addition to being local yarn store day, was also Master Knitter Day. Which was like, I don't know who's, well, obviously TNNA and the TKGA need to get together and not schedule their main events on the same weekend. neither of which were in Maine, by the way.
Yeah.
They were both virtual. Well, Master Knitter Day was virtual this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was basically 3 days worth of like seminars and sessions and stuff of people. To help people who are working on their Master Knitter certification.
Mm-hmm.
They went through different skills at all different levels, and it was inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. I am ready to restart level 2 now, finally. I just looked in my According to my Ravelry page, I started it in 2016, so I think it's time to get going again.
Yeah, well, he's still way ahead of me, who has not started it at all.
But I went and I had a big work project test thing this week.
Yeah.
And so, and that was, you know, the week after these two events were on the weekend. Mm. So, man, it's been crazy.
Stressful, yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, as soon as I finish that, I'm going to get back to my master knitter work. And now I'm here and I'm ready to start. I actually took today off. You know, it's a Sunday. So I didn't go into the shop. My husband did that by himself for me. And I stayed here, meaning to get started. And I guess I just really needed a day off because I got almost nothing done. I bought a couple groceries. That's about it.
So if we can skip back to about 10 minutes ago when you said, that sounds like way too much work. I would never do anything like that. When I was simply talking about buying some fabric, sewing it into a rectangle and tacking it onto the inside of a scarf, I would argue that maybe you would do something, in fact, much further along in the extra work category than that.
Oh, hush.
This isn't going to be much of a podcast if I hush.
True. All right. Just hush on that topic. Yes. Okay. No, I agree. I do extra work, but maybe because I like the chair and show the way it is.
Yeah.
And I haven't been sewing lately, even though I keep buying new things to sew because I really want to.
Yeah, we have to have a sewing day.
Yeah, my cutting table is covered with that diamond painting thing I've been working on, which isn't diamonds. It's those little flecks of plastic.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty, and I can't wait for it to be done, but I'm... Yeah, it's taking up space, so I need to finish it. So it's like... I don't know. It's a good time to listen to audiobooks and podcasts, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just, like, moving little dots of plastic around. So it's like paint by number with plastic.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. So, all right, we have some making stuff.
Yeah. So talking about other things that we're making, right? I count, as you know, I've already counted making funnies as as a creative thing. And I continue to do the improv, mostly in this pandemic world, via Zoom and Facebook for Comedy Sports Maine and Comedy Sports St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the vein of sometimes we just do more stuff, even whether we have time for it or not, I did a stand-up comedy class put on by a friend of mine. Hi, Dawn, who I'm also in another improv group with. Actually, two improv groups. And she does a stand-up comedy course through the local Lewiston Adult Ed. And I just did that. And then towards the end of it, I'm like, yeah, I kind of like this. I don't know. I kind of like it. And then she said, you know, you can sign up to get booked if you want. So now I've done two comedy shows and I have been paid.
Wow.
I won't say how much, but I have been paid to do it. So I'm a professional comedian in that. It's professional stand-up comedian as That's well awesome. As professional improv. So
congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm excited about that. We'll see how much further I take it.
Yeah.
A lot of my stuff is about being British but living in Maine or living in the States. So far. We'll see what I branch out to. Maybe there'll be some knitting comedy there.
There you go. Yeah.
That's more to come. I'm putting it on YouTube when I get recordings, but I've only got one recording so far.
Okay. Cool. Fair enough.
That's it. How about you? Have you been making anything else besides a picture?
A picture that, oh yeah, my diamond painting. I don't think so. Mostly knitting and then wanting to make other stuff. So I keep buying stuff. I bought a embroidery set and I bought some more. Oh, I made the jewelry you bought me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. So a necklace and a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some other like jewelry kits I've bought. So I want to do that.
Yeah.
Making grand ideas for, you know, future stuff. And then just making plans for the retreat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just so excited. I so need it.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
It will. It will. It'll be great.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you there.
Yes, definitely. I can't wait to get back up there. Like, I don't know, if you listen to our podcast from, when was that, October? September, I think we did that.
Yeah, September sounds right.
Yeah. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to get back to the goats. So we put together my quilt while we were up there.
Yeah, we did.
I made a quilt.
In
we
the
made
room
a big,
of requirement.
Yeah, yeah. A big quilt sandwich. And we pinned it all up, and then I folded it and brought it home, and it's still sitting in that position. And every once in a while, I take the cat fur off it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need to, like, actually start embroidering that thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll work on it while we're there.
Yeah. Maybe that's a June. Day off thing.
Yeah. Well, like today, I took a day off and nothing happened.
Yeah.
I slept till almost noon and bought some groceries and slept a little bit more. I think I just needed a break.
Yeah.
I go too much.
Yeah.
So, the nothing part of the podcast you've all been waiting for. So, we have a winner to last week's contest.
Yeah, and that was such a great prize.
Yeah.
Too.
So, this was Shelly Brander was our, she's the owner of Loops and Knit Stars, and she wrote a book. And Moving the Needle, or
and
Move the
great,
Needle.
And it's a great book. I think it's Moving the Needle. It's a great book anyway.
Yes.
Look at the
Sorry,
picture of us from the last podcast. You'll be able to see.
Yeah, and we had a great conversation with her, and she generously agreed to make a signed copy, autographed copy of that book for our winner.
Yeah.
Personalized autograph. So our winner...
It's Move the Needle.
Move the Needle. Okay.
You're right. Sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah, so drum roll. And then... I don't remember the exact name. There it is. Well, I took my glasses off.
Oh, okay.
All right. So the winner of the amazing prize of a signed autographed copy of Move the Needle, autographed by Shelly Brander, not by us, by Shelly Brander herself.
Yeah, well, we could sign it too if you want.
Yeah,
but
we can sign
think...
it if you want. Might bring down the value. Is Michelle from Auburn.
Yay.
That would be Auburn, Maine, we think.
Yes. No, I think it is.
Yay.
Her Ravelry idea is Knitting Michelle. So, Michelle, get in touch with us. Let us know who you would like the book made out to, if it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
And where we should have Shelly send it.
And via Ravelry, would that be the best place to let us know?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. So, I am... Who am I?
Or you can call the shop. No, I shouldn't say that.
No, don't do that. Because we need it written down or else we're going to transcribe it wrong. So yeah, my Ravelry ID is Flex of Fiber,
mm-hmm.
or Knitwit Yarn Shop,
mm-hmm.
Either one.
Yeah.
I think that's how, and what's yours, just in case?
Mine's Wooly, Wooley.
Yes.
At Wooly.
And just to make it fun, because it's April, and, you know, why not? We have another contest.
Yeah, and this is, I'm so jealous. Is that ribbon?
No.
Yeah,
oh,
is.
That is around it. That's that's the label.
That's so
cool. So that's how they... So this is from one of my sales reps.
Mm-hmm.
This is a gigantic ball of Noro yarn.
Truly gigantic.
It's like the size of a baby's head.
Yeah. Just trying to measure. Kanzashi? I don't know any Japanese except for, you know, Ohayo gozaimasu. But kanzashi, and I would say it's about 5 inches tall at least.
It's 150
skein.
Grams.
Yeah.
So, you know, the big skeins of yarn you usually get are 100 grams,
mm-hmm.
and the small ones are usually 50. So this is, you know, bigger
it's
than
huge.
The normal size.
And it's a squishy yarn, so it's even bigger than you think.
It's bulky weight.
Mm-hmm.
So you get 210 meters of bulky weight yarn. It is mohair, silk, wool, and some acrylics.
Mm-hmm.
And the colorway is color 8 that I referred to before.
Yeah, it's glorious color 8. But color 8 looks a bit like Joseph's amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Maybe. There was a...
It's very rainbowish.
I can't remember the name of the person. We looked up the actual color name.
Oh, yeah.
It was named after... some anime character.
But it also stood for something. Psyche.
Psyche?
Yeah. Psyche.
And it kind of looked like this stripe looks like Psyche's hair. And if
mm-hmm.
you're an anime fan and we are totally butchering that, I'm sorry.
We're so sorry.
S-A-I-K-I.
Yep.
But yeah, it's like a rainbow It really is a rainbow, yeah. But it's got like this pretty teal green in it.
Yeah.
And it kind of, this is a cool fade from one end to the other.
It's got a lot of texture. Oh,
it's like boucle.
Yeah.
I guess that's an important thing to say.
Yeah.
It's like a boucle yarn.
And it's held together with a ribbon, which I just realized just now.
Just so. The ball is held together with a yes. ribbon, not yeah. the yarn.
Not the yarn.
anyway, what we're going to do is we'll start a thread for that ball of yarn.
Mm-hmm.
This giant ball of yarn. I'm sure you could make something nice with just one skein of this because it's so big.
Mm-hmm.
The $50 retail ball, by the way, in case yeah. you were wondering. $50 worth of yarn here.
Yeah.
And yeah, look it up online.
And we'll make people to say on the thread.
Yeah, so I'll make the thread. And if you want, what I would like you to do is tag a friend who you think might like the podcast and who you think might like to win the ball of yarn, too.
Mm-hmm.
Use the ear burn feature within Ravelry.
Mm-hmm. And look for the episode 51.
Episode 51.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bring your friends. Let's have a big party and let's see who wins this ball of yarn. So Yay. Your friends, if you tag them, they will not be automatically entered. But they can then find the contest and come and enter themselves.
Yes.
So they just need to tag someone else. So let's get everyone over there. So.
Yeah, and I'll be very jealous of whoever wins it.
Yeah, you can enter.
Not fair.
Cool. All right. So it sounds like we've come to the end of another main yarn.
Yeah.
Our show notes are at knitwitportland.com and click on the main yarn podcast link in yeah. the title.
And by the way, a big thank you to Knitwit, our sponsor.
Thank you. yeah. So thanks for joining us today.
Yeah.
And until next month, happy knitting.
Yeah. Happy knitting, everyone.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.